in the ancient northwest corner is Washington.
Our resident historian Felix Spinell always joins us Friday mornings for All Over the Map. You know, it's a quick look of stories behind local places and things. And this week, Sound Transit gets ready to roll out trains between Bellevue and Redmond beginning next weekend. A look back, though, at the last time regular passenger rail service was offered on the east side.
Would you care to take a guess as to what year or maybe even what decade it was when regular passenger rail service was last a thing on the east side of Lake Washington? Anybody want to take a guess? Wild guess?
1846.
I think Colleen's closer. 1922.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, there's some debate about the actual date, but rail historians I talked to yesterday agree it was sometime on or around July 19th, 1922, more than 100 years ago. This was a Northern Pacific steam train, went from King Street Station in Seattle all the way to North Bend. From Seattle, it went south down to Black River Junction, which is where 405 and I-5 now intersect, up around the lake through Renton, Wilburton, Kirkland, and Woodinville. That stretch of tracks from Black River Junction to Woodinville was called the Lake Washington Beltline. Now, those tracks were still in use for freight until 2008. And if you ever rode the old Spirit of Washington dinner train from Renton up to the Woodinville and Winery between 92 and 2007, well, you rode the old route of the Beltline.
Oh.
Now, much of that route is now East Rail, the bike and footpath. So the only previous regular rail passenger service on the east side was in business from 1905 to 1922, only about 17 years. Rail historian Kent Sullivan told me these trains were steam locomotives with only a handful of coaches, maybe a combined baggage and mail car. There were formal passenger depots at Renton, at Wilburton, which is by that big trestle right across from downtown Bellevue. Bellevue didn't exist in these days. And at Kirkland and Woodinville. Now, so those depots are one place the train would make regular stops.
And then there's a type of stop that they call it a flag stop, meaning there might be a little platform or maybe not, but at least there'd be a little station sign. And you literally could wave, or if you had a flag, you could wave a flag, and they would stop for you. Things were very quaint in those days, you know.
Yeah, so don't try that with Sound Transit next weekend between Bellevue and Redmond. Don't
do a flag stop.
No flag stop, yeah. Took about an hour and 10 minutes to get from King Street Station to Woodinville, and the ticket price, historian and retired railroad guy David Sprout told me, would have been something like 25 cents. Now, the cancellation of service back in 1922 came about for a number of reasons. One, there was not much demand on the route, probably never a big moneymaker. By 1922, the automobile was really catching on, and roads on the east side, which was a very rural area, were probably the most efficient way to get around. Throw into the fact that the ship canal had opened in 1917, things were changing. But the main reason that it actually came to a halt in July 1922 was because of a strike, a big maintenance shop worker strike, so it gave the railroads an excuse to cut back all kinds of service. Now, the service might have ended in 1922, but they did run passenger trains in the 40s, 50s, and 60s on special occasions. Sad occasion, May of 1942, when they hauled Japanese-American people unconstitutionally away to California. They took them from the depot in Kirkland.
Oh.
There's a monument there now. On a happier note, there were excursion trains from Kirkland to the Puyallup Fair in 1947 and 1948. And in the 50s and 60s, they ran these sort of steam trains from Seattle to North Bend on using old locomotives and railroad cars. They called them the Casey Jones trains. Now, one last little fact. Between 1922 and 1928, you could still, if you're an adult male, you could ride from North Bend to Woodinville on a freight train and then catch a regular passenger train there.
Only dudes?
Well, because there were loggers that needed some kind of transportation, and because regular transportation had been curtailed, they still made a special exception just for 6 years till 1928. Oh. So, and then you could still take a passenger train to Bellingham, which went through Woodinville and Kenmore up until 1940. So it's been it's been a long time. And so next Saturday when the rail service gets underway, it'll be the first time in more than 100 years.
Wow. All right. Don't flag down that train,
please, though. Don't. Yeah, no flag stops.
All right. Mickey, let's get a traffic hotspot from you.